Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing on Perek Chav Dalet of Hilchos Sanhedrin for the Rambam. So once again, the Perek begins with the very fine balance between MS and process that the Dayan has to strike. In L'cha Dayan L'mashin of Ro'os is, on the one hand, a form of exoneration. The Dayan can only do the best that he can, but it also is a Mechayiv that he has to do Mashin of Ro'os. And even as we said, after the riboy of batei din that were not hagunim or sufficiently chachamim unuvonim, nonetheless the dayan has to try as much as possible within the boundaries that are set up, and namely edus, to try as much as possible to, you know, work in MS. And then we talked about how that's not just dine mamonos, but there's a principle of makin vont and shalom min adin. There's a social responsibility, malkin alo tov hashmua, which brings us now to halacha vav, which seems like lower stakes. But you'll see that there's an integration point for the Rambam, which is havgir based on havgir, which again comes up in many, many different places within Shas, the Gemara Moikotan, the Gemara Yivamos, the Gemara Gittin. And daf lamid vav v'chein, the v'chein links it to the previous halachos of malkin alo tov hashmua, with the caveats that we discussed yesterday, that it's present and not past, and again it has to be balanced against somebody being a talmid chacham. It's Rabbi Meir Rabbanan, and kavodat Torah is also a very important factor there. And again, it's not just averos, as Rashi says, but in prati of arayos, reflecting Bezdin's unique responsibility in that area. V'chein yesh dayan tamid, the Kesef Mishnah's medayik tamid afilu bisman azel hafkin mamun sheishu baylim ma'abe v'nosin kivamashiyira ligdor pirto sadar l'chazek habedek o liknos alam zeh v'ri omer be'ezra v'chol asher lo yavol l'shoshes yamim ka'atzes asari v'azakenim yachoram kol rechusho mikan hevgir Bezdin hevgir. So if we take a look at the Lashon of the Rambam, the Rambam begins with Ligdor Pirto Sadas, and I think that's deeply related to the actual Makar that the Rambam cites from Ezra, a parakut of Ezra, of course, once the people gathered to Ezra, after he issues this threat of Yachoram Kol Rechusho, the Navi tells us, Veikavtu Cholan Sheyehuda Binyamin Yerushalayim Lishoshes Yamin Mechodesh Hatshii Be'esrim Bachodesh Ve'ishu Cholam Berchov Beis Walahim Mar'idim Al Hadavar U'mehagishamim. It was raining, it was like the perfect scene. And in Tinek yesterday of Ra'ada, Vayakom Ezra Kohen Vayomer Lehem Atem Altem, Vatoshivu Nashim Dochrios Losif Al Hashmas Yisrael, Vyatatinu Soda Lashem Elokei Bozechem, Vaser Ritzono Vibadu Me'am Me'aretim In Hanoshim Hanochrios. Point is that Hefker Bezdin Hefker here serves a much broader purpose. It was a threat, but because there were really Pirtzos Bidas, it ties into the previous halacha seamlessly, right? Lotova Shmuab in the, macro sense of that term. Now the Rambam, it's very important to know, doesn't limit it to those cases. L'chazek ha-bedek, right? If there is another social project, again relating to Kedusha, or even at a microcosmic level, liknos olam zeh, right? That they can't let an olam get away with it. So sometimes it will be, something which transcends. Transcends really isn't the right word. Something which diverges from an urgent national responsibility to something more prati, something which is admittedly more private. But again, Bezdin's responsibility is to not only ensure the welfare of the society, but also din pruta kedin elef. That there has to be a sense of concern for the individual, just Klal Yisrael as they say, but Rebbe Yisrael as well. And that point must be emphasized within this framework as well. So the point is that the Rambam is obviously doing his best to highlight the different situations where you'd say Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And again, this is a critically important point. Anybody, if you learn the sukkahs in the Gemara, you see very clearly that Hefker Bezdin Hefker is not abused by Chazal. They have very clear guidelines of when they're going to do this. And not right away, they're not going to, completely undermine the idea of private property and exercise eminent domain for trivial purposes. But it has to be either, whether it's microcosmic or macrocosmic, something that reaches, that standard. The Shulchan Aruch has, restraining language here as well. It talks about Kol Bezdin Afilu Einam Smuchim Be'eretz Yisrael. They go on from there. He says, "V'chol ma'asim yulu shem shamayim v'dafka gadol hador u'tuvei ha'ir shem himchum bezdin." You know, aleihem. The point is that bezdin, you know, has a very a very significant responsibility to make sure that it's, you know, with the right intentions and people of great stature, so that this is not abused.